With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jeffrey Wolfe sets much of his recent novel, The Final Club, at Princeton University in the 1950s. As a student at Princeton, Wolfe discovered a process known as bicker, during which sophomore students were invited to join select eating clubs.
If one wasn't invited to join an eating club, one had no place to eat on the campus.
Most Princeton students were invited to join the eating clubs.
But every year there were about 20 people out of a class of, say, 750. Who were invited to eat nowhere.
Many of those not invited to join the eating clubs were Jewish. Princeton at the time tolerated bicker, which became institutionalized.
One of the most bizarre and cruel institutions for a magisterial university of the humanities, a humane liberal arts college, to endorse.
For more than 25 years, Jeffrey Wolfe has been disturbed by what went on during his days at Princeton.
I haven't been able to shake the anomaly of it, that a place as humane and a place that in many ways I loved behaved with such consummate cruelty.
Wolfe's protagonist in the novel is snubbed by Princeton's eating clubs because he's part Jewish.
Whatever changes a life, a hard word, or a turned back is the matter for a novelist to write about.
But Jeffrey Wolfe's bittersweet novel, The Final Club, is less about Princeton than it is the story of a group of friends who graduate, go their separate ways, and then gather for a reunion at which they account for their lives. Published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One day, writer Jeffrey Wolfe, best known for a memoir about his father, the Duke of Deception, was watching a Celtics-Lakers playoff game. The game went into overtime. Magic Johnson was brilliant. The Lakers won.
Suddenly, I noticed when the game ended, all I saw were those hideous, ridiculous, horrible rubber fingers held up by the audience were number one.
Those fingers struck a chord, the disease of number one-ism. It was that way at Princeton, where Jeffrey Wolfe was a student in the 1950s.
Princeton was in some way in the center of that disease, had been. The Princeton I knew was in the center of that disease. I get letters through the mail saying we must keep Princeton the best educational institution in the country. Who cares if it's the best? Why isn't it good enough to be good?
For Jeffrey Wolfe, number one-ism is an exclusionary concept.
It shouldn't be important that you can run 40 yards faster than anybody. It should be important that you can run 40 yards as fast as you can.
Much of Jeffrey Wolfe's novel, The Final Club, is set at Princeton, where students were invited or not invited to join eating clubs through a selection process called bicker. But the book is less a meditation on Princeton than the drama of a group of friends and how they succeed and fail over the years.
The Princeton that I write about is the Princeton I went to, except that as a novelist, I've taken charge of it. I'm the president, the admissions officer.
Jeffrey Wolfe's unforgettable novel, The Final Club, is in turns funny and poignant. Published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The title of Jeffrey Wolfe's most recent novel, The Final Club, is about a group of friends at Princeton University who, in their final year, meet for gourmet dinners once a month.
They agree that they will come back again in 10 years, and they'll give accountings of themselves.
That's Jeffrey Wolfe. When the members of the Final Club return in 10 years, they've changed in many ways, not all for the best. There's been divorce, alcoholism, and other sorts of estrangement.
When they come back for the last time, for their 20th reunion, they are both better, and then they are subject to a catastrophe which ends the book.
Jeffrey Wolfe's novel is both moving and funny and says a lot about class differences, especially those at Princeton, from which Wolfe graduated in 1961.
I think discussions of class in this country give people the creeps, and I think discussions of class in this country should give people the creeps because we've got much to have the creeps about.
Much of the novel deals with bicker, the process by which Princeton students were invited to join select eating clubs. Those who failed to receive invitations to join were most often Jews. Jeffrey Wolfe says that although he sets his story 30 years ago, the book has produced some powerful reaction at Princeton.
There are some people who had been educated there and you would expect would know better who can't tell the difference between 1960 and 1990.
Knopf published Jeffrey Wolfe's novel, The Final Club, and Wolfe is working on a book of essays to be published next fall. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. This past week, the literary organization Poets and Writers staged a big party in Manhattan to celebrate its 20th birthday. Co-chairs Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis and William Styron hosted hundreds of writers, celebrity and unknown. The executive director of Poets and Writers, Elliot Figman, says, in fact, celebrity writers are not the norm.
Most writers are teaching or driving a cab or waitressing or, you know, doing something other to make ends meet.
And these are the people Poets and Writers is geared to help. And its bi-monthly magazine is aimed at giving authors and would-be authors realistic hope.
We're quite honest about what it means to be a writer, to struggle as a writer.
The magazine examines both the craft and the business side of writing with valuable interviews, news, and information about grants and awards. Poets and Writers provides a directory of writers, a call-in information center about agents and publishers, and author readings in New York and California. Elliot Figman says a goal of the group is to reach more people.
The main thrust over the next 2 to 5 years will be to offer our services on a more national basis.
Poets and Writers, 20 years old this year, and happy birthday. Speaking of writing, Elliot Figman notes that the desire to write springs from an impulse to communicate in a way that can only be expressed through words.
One must do it. I don't think it's something that is so much a conscious choice as a calling.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.